Hey everybody, my name is Isolde Trachtenberg and this is the Own Your World show. On the show, we'll be exploring how you can take control and own your life. Hello, loves. This is Isolde T coming at you from the Own Your World podcast. Today, we're going to talk about love. What I mean by that is we're going to talk about loving what you do. So all the latest pundits, talking heads, authors, self-help gurus, motivational speakers, they're all talking about the fact that we have to love what we do. That seems to be the latest craze, right? You have to figure out what you love and you have to go do it. But what if you don't know? What if you don't know what it is you love? What if you are spending a lot of time trying to figure it all out and you have no clue? What do you do then? Or what if you love too many things? What if you have that shiny pretty thing syndrome, right? I want to do that. What do you do then? How do you deal with that? I've been really curious about that for a long time. And here's the thing. If you're lucky to have the one thing you love, that's great. And what's even better is if you're great at the thing you love, that means you're a specialist who can pursue that love single-mindedly, right? You are great at what you love doing. But what if you don't know what you love? What if you don't know what you're great at? Or what if you're good at a lot of things but not great at any one thing? To me, that means you're a generalist. Generalists and specialists are pretty different, and they have different needs, and they have different outcomes. If you're a generalist, that can be great because you can do pretty much anything, but you might be frustrated by not having that one thing. You all know what I mean if you've had that frustration. How do you reconcile all of that into how you're going to spend your time? If you're a specialist and you're great at the one thing, but you routinely forget to put your pants on in the morning because you're not really great at anything else, or if you're a generalist and you're really good at lots of things, but that one great mystical thing eludes you, right? It eludes you and you don't have that one thing that draws you home, you know? It's the one thing that calls you where you need to go. That can really be tough. So how do you reconcile it? How do you reconcile how you're going to spend your time and your life? If you're lucky and you have that one thing and you're great at it, you're golden. You can pursue it and excel. If you love one thing and you aren't great at it, I have one word for you. Perseverance. Do not give up. People who are not the most talented but who are tenacious will always beat the people who are incredible but don't work at it. And that's something you have to remember. You have to bear that in mind because perseverance, persistence, tenacity, those words and those actions are going to win the day. They always do. You can be mediocre at something, and if you pursue it doggedly and you never give up, eventually you will win. Chances are, you're probably pretty good at what you love. If you're not, yeah, you're going to have to work at it. There's no question. But that doesn't mean you can't succeed at it. All it means is you're going to have to put even more of your heart and your soul into what you're trying to achieve. Now, if you're good at a fair number of things, you have to learn that you will go from thing to thing. That's the thing about generalists. You don't tend to stick with any one thing for too long. It's that shiny pretty thing syndrome, and I know we tend to joke about that when we're talking about ADD, but this is not an ADD thing. This is a generalist thing. If you're really good at a lot of different things, you have to accept the fact that sometimes you're just going to have things that don't hold your interest for long, and you move on to the next thing, and then the next thing. And you have to accept it. And you must get over the what is my one thing dilemma. You know, it's like we have this thing on a pedestal, I must have the one thing I'm great at. You don't. You have to get over it. You have to let it go. It does you no good to stew about the fact that you might not have that one thing. Okay? Instead, You need to learn to love what you're doing while you're doing it. You won't do it for long, and that's okay. Just love where you are, and then when it's time to move on, you'll do that. Does that make sense? I hope it does, because it's so important to release whatever guilt we feel about A, not having the one thing, and B, the fact that the interest shifts. It's allowed to. It's supposed to if you're a generalist. That's the whole point of being a generalist. You're pretty good, and perhaps even really good, at a lot of different things. And therefore, a lot of different things are going to draw your interest and pique your curiosity. So how do we figure all this out? First, you have to build awareness. If you don't know what you're good at, become an objective judge of what you do, of how you spend your time. And most importantly, how you feel about how you've spent your time. Write it all down, keep a journal, and get in touch with me and I will help you flesh this stuff out, because it's super important to start becoming aware of not only how you spend your time, but how you feel about how you've spent your time, because you'll start noticing, oh, I enjoyed that part. I enjoyed this. I liked that. Oh, that part was not good. That part was boring. That part made me unhappy. Whatever that is, you're going to be figuring this out, and after a while, you're going to sort of funnel it down into the thing that you want to do. And that funnel is super important because it gives you a lot of information. Now, if you know what you're good at, but you have no idea how to do those next steps, one of the easiest way, if you don't know how to pursue what you love, find mentors. Now, they don't even have to know they are mentors if you want to do it from afar. You don't have to be up close and personal. You can, I mean, we live in the age of the internet, right? You can Google anybody. So find the people who are already doing what you want to do and imitate them. I've been thinking a lot about Arianna Huffington because I kind of realized that I want to be her. So that's kind of what I'm looking at. And I am reaching out in all the ways that I can and seeing what's out there. But at the same time, the idea of thinking on your own and writing books and helping people and learning how to thrive and teaching others how to thrive, that draws me like a powerful magnet. So you might find your own mentor, whoever that will be. So that's another thing that you need to think about is find those people. And then once you've found them, read about them, see what they're doing, see how they pursued their passion. And if you happen to find a way to get in touch with them and offer them something that you can do for them, or ask them out for a cup of coffee, or see if somehow you can shadow them for a day and see how they live their lives, whatever it is, offer something up in return so that they know that you're bringing them some kind of value. And go find them, you know, seek them out and see. People are friendly. People want to share their expertise. And you're going to find that the people who are the mentors you want to have will be extremely helpful. Even if they can't give you a lot of time, they'll give you something. And sometimes, as I've been saying a lot, all we need is that one step, that one word, that one sentence, that one image. And once we have it, everything sort of coalesces and we start putting one foot in front of the other and going on to our next steps. Now, there is an issue here, and it's a tough one. What if you are great at something you don't love? Isn't that a kicker? Right? You could be super successful if you were just willing to ... but you don't want to do it. If you find yourself great at something you don't want to do, unless it's some kind of, I don't know, you have to make your living kind of thing in the moment right now that you can't get away no matter what, I would say step away. I know it's pretty easy for me to say that, and of course it's awfully hard to do. But I feel like the younger we start, the sooner we start, the faster we start getting to where we want to go. I think that it's super important for all of us to evaluate how we spend our time, how we spend our energy. Oh my goodness, energy level is so important. Those of you who aren't as old as I am will understand that as you get to be my age, you will say, oh yeah, now I understand what she was talking about. You really have to become very choosy about how you spend your time, how you spend your energy as you get older, But honestly, the younger we start, the faster we get to where we want to go. And even if we don't know where that is to begin with, the faster we start figuring that out. Because no one should be miserable in what they spend the vast majority of their waking time on. That's it. You know, you spend a third of your life doing your work if it's 8 hours a day. If it's more than that, it's even more than that. Shouldn't you be loving how you're spending all that time? I think that's so important. It's just hard because how do we do that? How do we get to that place? Well, I was talking to a client the other day, and she is facing having a day job and also being a full-time musician. And she's in that transitional phase. So she's working full-time and she's also trying to do her music full-time, which means she's working 90, 100 hours a week. And you know what? That is the sacrifice. If you have other things like kids or whatever that you need to be dealing with, then you need to deal with that, of course. But if you don't, if you're not there yet, if you are not yet possessed of a family, then now's the time, right? Take your energy and put it into both for a while and then make that transition. You know, it might be at first it's 0-100, you know, you're working your day job and you're not spending any time on the thing you love. And then maybe it's 10-90 and then it's 20-80 and then eventually it's 50-50. But really it's more like 100-100 if I'm going to be honest. You work your full-time job and then you go and you work your full-time other thing. But eventually the other thing becomes more successful. Why? Because of that perseverance and that tenacity. So you are going to spend time being kind of tired while you're working both, but then it'll get easier. I can promise you it will get easier and you will eventually get to that point that you are doing what you love so that your heart is really in it. And then not a single bit of it feels like work. This brings me to Gary Vaynerchuk. I've been listening to him a lot and reading him a lot, and he talks about something similar. I don't think he talks about it in terms of generalists versus specialists, but this is, it's a germane point, you know? We need to do what we love because we spend so much time doing it. So that's my thought on this is, first, if you know what you love, go for it single-mindedly. If you don't know what you love, start that journal like I talked about earlier. If you're doing something that you don't want to be doing, as soon as you can, make the switch. It will take time. It will take time doing both 110%. You'll be tired. But every single thing you do will be worth it. And that's the whole point. We deserve to be happy. We are beings who should spend our lives being joyful. We really should. And that's what I'm trying to do every single day. And I'm hoping I'm bringing you all a little bit of joy and a little bit of hope and actionable advice that you can take on the rest of your life. So I would recommend a couple of different things right now. Consider, again, reading Gary Vaynerchuk's Crush It. And there's also a fabulous little book called Do What You Love, The Money Will Follow. I'm going to put the links to those in the show notes just so that you have them, because I think it's important for us to really give thought to that. You know, if we do what we love, will the money follow? I think it will. And most importantly, whatever money there is, we will be happy. We'll be happy doing what we love. And isn't that what it's all about? To me, it is. So if you want some guidance or some help, get in touch. Tweet me at Isolda T, at I-Z-O-L-D-A-T, and drop me a line. And if you have questions, I will be happy to try to answer them. Until next time, I'm sending you all of my love. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. I hope you had as terrific a time as I did. Until next time, keep looking for inspiration to take control and own your world. This episode was produced by Isolda Trachtenberg. Today's music brought to you by Kevin MacLeod, Laser Groove, and Ave Marimba by Creative Commons License 3.0. This episode of Own Your World with Isolda T is copyright 2017 by Isolda Trachtenberg.